Good morning. Today we hear from Matthew chapter 11. We hear Jesus again giving some encouragement and some words of peace today, words that I think we all need to hear. So we're going to start today at Matthew chapter 11 at verse 28. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Jesus says these words, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The idea of rest is very appealing to a lot of us. Me in particular, at this point, some people have asked, you know, where do you go to find rest? Where do you go to relax? Where do you go to recharge? And I really don't have a place, some place that I go specifically to do those things. Some of us do. Some of us have the advantage of having different places to go that provide them that space to rest and relax. And still on the search for that, I suppose. And it's not that there's lack of geographic locations, it's just the idea of rest, I think, is hard. It's difficult for us. Because life is hard. It's challenging, no matter who you are. And I know some people pretend that it's easy, or they say that it's easy. And there are a lot of people who, I don't know where they get the idea, but they think if they're Christians or if they're followers of Jesus or whatever, that life is just easy and they don't have any problems. I don't know who those people are or what they consider problems, but life isn't easy. Life is a struggle. It always is, especially when we try and do things that aren't really our business to try and do. We try and play the role of God. We try and do the things that only God can do, predict the future, that God can be in control of all things at all times in all places, and we try real hard to be in control of things. And we're just not. We're not in control of things. Life makes it that way. And so we spend so much of our time struggling, fighting against things and working so hard to try and do things that, like I said, aren't necessarily our business. They're God's. And so we get weary, we get worn out. I know we all do. We all get weary. And it's okay to admit that. You don't have to stay strong for anybody. It's okay to admit that you get tired, that you get weary, that you get worn out by the struggle of day-to-day life. It's hard sometimes. And Jesus, when he invites people to come and find rest, he's not saying, oh, you with no issues at all, you with no problems at all, you with, solving all of your own difficulties, well, good for you. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, I know life is hard. And listen, I know a lot of times we bring it on ourselves, right? You know, it's not just the world out there that makes life difficult for us, although that is a big part of it. We bring it on ourselves. And that's the problem with sin in the world around us, in our own hearts, in those kinds of influences. We bring it on ourselves when we create issues out of things that aren't necessarily supposed to be issues. When we struggle with things that it's not our business to struggle with. We create those issues. We create the struggles. We take in our mind these little things, and they become these gigantic problems. And, you know, of course, the world around us encourages us to do that, right? Make mountains out of molehills, make, you know, these little tiny things the biggest and most horrible things ever in the world, and everything is much more horrible than the next. And we feed into it, we buy into it, we click on it, we dive into it, we say, oh, I don't like drama, but then we dive right into it, and we bring it on ourselves. And God knows that too. That's not a surprise. He's not like, oh, wow, I didn't think you'd do that. Yeah, he knew. So Jesus is inviting those who are weary, those who are carrying heavy burdens that, again, may not be their own to carry. Because sometimes, at least in Jesus' day, he's talking to people who have been given a heavy burden by the religious leaders of the time, or a misunderstanding of what the Word of God means, or a misinterpretation of the law, and people have been overburdened with things that they shouldn't be burdened with. The idea of work and the Sabbath was a big one, because Jesus will go on right after this to talk about being Lord of the Sabbath and the Sabbath rest of, you know, oh, you can't walk so many miles, or you can't lift so many pounds, or you can't make so many loaves of bread. It's like, oh my gosh, there's so many things that this burden is placed on people. You know, and I love God's church, but sometimes the church that we are part of in this world makes it so hard for people. So many different rules, and some of them all correct. You know, absolutely, there are things that we should and should not do. There are rules that we should and should follow in order to live as God's called people. Absolutely. But then others make extra burdens, make extra prohibitions, and it just makes things too much. And we get weary of carrying every single one of those burdens, because we feel like we have to carry them all at the same time. So Jesus says, come here. Come here, you who are weary. If you're tired, if you've been carrying heavy things, if you've been loaded down with sin and guilt and shame and struggle and trial and pain, come here. Sit for a while, rest, just take it easy. Let me take that load from you, he says. Let me carry that. Let me worry about that. Let me be concerned about that. Let me struggle with that. You just rest. Just find that peace. And in fact, he says, come and rest here with me, because it's in me, Jesus says, that you'll find peace. You're not going to find it anywhere out there. You're not going to find it by trying harder. You're not going to find it by meditating longer. You're not going to find it by praying louder. You're not going to find peace by doing all of these things that the world says you have to do in order to find peace. You have to light this candle. You have to rub this crystal. You have to do these things. You have to, oh. It just gets to be so much. And Jesus says, just, you'll find peace in me. He says, in fact, I am creator of the universe. I'm the one who made all of this, who made you. And I'm telling you, I'm gentle. I'm lowly in heart. I'm humble. That's where you're going to find peace. Will find peace in Jesus. And I know that even may sound a little corny to some, but it's true. The only place to find peace is in Jesus. because otherwise it's on us to carry everything. And there's no way to find peace in that. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. The yoke, just as a sort of side thing, is could be two things. One is the thing that they used to tie two oxen together in order to do work. A wooden yoke was used to bind two animals together to do the work. The other thing was a yoke was sometimes described as a specific teaching or a method of a particular rabbi or teacher. So it's a yoke. So he says, take my yoke. In other words, the one that they're tying the oxen together with, that carry those heavy burdens, that is not for you. That's only going to cause you more problems, more pain, more strife. And this other yoke that these teachers are burdening you with, forget that one, because that's also only going to burden you spiritually and mentally, psychologically, maybe even physically. He says, take my yoke. Take my yoke upon you, my teaching. Take my work upon you and his work. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's to sum it up as he does. And not only that, but Jesus is the one who does the work. He's the one who does it. We just get to experience it. We just get to talk about it, tell people about it. We just get to love other people. Jesus says, take my yoke, because you'll find that my yoke is easy. This yoke is hard. This yoke that's pushing you into the ground, is grinding you into bits. This yoke that is beating you up left and right with everything you try and do, neither one of those is for you. But this yoke that Jesus gives, this love, this grace, this kindness, this gentleness, peacefulness, joy, hope, faith, that's the yoke of Jesus. Now, here's the other thing. Just because we have Jesus' yoke on us and we're resting in that peace, and eventually we'll experience that peace, that's not to say that all the world's troubles are going to go away. That's not to say that all of the struggles and all of the strife and all of the pain is just going to somehow magically disappear and we're going to be living blissfully. That's not life. Jesus knows that. That's not life. But what he's saying is, in the midst of all of that, in the day-to-day grind, the day-to-day struggle, the day-to-day fight that we all experience and will experience, Jesus says, you can find rest in me, even in the midst of all of that, even in the midst of the pain and the fight. He says, you can find rest for your soul in me. You will find rest. You will find wholeness. You will find peace. Just sit for a while. Let me carry that burden for you. Put it down. You don't need to carry it. You don't need to control everything. You don't need to be the one to make all the decisions and all of the plans. You don't need to be the one to do everything. You certainly can't do it in eternal terms. Let me do it, Jesus says. In fact, I'm going to do it. So he takes all of those burdens, all of those struggles, all of that pain that we have, that you have, that I have, and he carries it on his yoke as he carries the cross. He carries it on his shoulders as he's nailed to that cross. He carries it with him to the grave as he's wrapped in cloths and laid behind the tomb. He carries with it into the depths of hell and releases it when he's resurrected. And he says, it's finished. It's done. The burden is gone. I've carried it for you. So in Jesus, we can find that rest and that peace. It's elusive sometimes. It's hard to see, but it's worth seeking. It's worth going after. And even if you can't see it around you, there's a lot of things I can't see around me, but it's worth pursuing. So how do we seek and find and knock on the right doors to find that rest? It's done in prayer, just asking God for that rest. It's done in reading scriptures, Psalms, hearing the words of Jesus as if they are spoken directly to you. So I want you to hear that. I want you to hear that as if Jesus, well, because he is speaking directly to you. Come to me, you who labor and struggle and fight and carry burdens that you shouldn't have to carry anymore. You come to me. I will give you rest. It's here, it's available, it's for you, this rest. And he says, for I am gentle. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me because I am gentle, or learn from me that he is gentle. Learn from Jesus that he is gentle, lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. You will find rest for your soul. Jesus says, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He says these words for you. Hear them. Come on over. Take a rest. Let me carry that burden for you. You just sit for a while. Find that peace. A peace that passes all understanding in Jesus. Amen.